Just because you've been hurt before doesn't mean you have to prove something to anyone in order to not be hurt again. Welcome to the Kim Wilkes Podcast. This is a podcast where I share about my experience healing from sexual abuse, as well as navigating other challenges and discussing my interests. I believe in healing through creativity, and that is something that I love to share. So bring me along wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and we can share in the fun. I'll be back after a word from our sponsor. Today's episode is going to focus on two separate issues I've been facing this past year, and how their solutions have often gone hand in hand. Those two issues are postpartum anxiety and regaining creativity. I have officially reached 1 year since I had my second baby, and it's been a little crazy looking back over the year and reflecting on all I've had to do to get into a healthy state and back to feeling creative and artistically inclined. But let's go ahead and start at the beginning. If you listened to my recent birth story episode, you know that this last pregnancy took place during all of the post-2020 insanity, with COVID still running rampant, and it seemed like the whole world was one big dumpster fire. We were keeping my home on lockdown because all 9 months of my pregnancy were super rough, and I could not cope with anything other than spending time with my husband and oldest daughter and trying to relax. I was feeling maxed out in every conceivable way and was so ready to birth my baby. The birth didn't go quite as smoothly as I wanted, but we still came out of the hospital with a healthy baby and mama. The first days home were super sweet. I really enjoyed not having any guests right away and being able to be our own little family unit for a while. Right after you give birth, your body goes through extreme hormonal changes, and it's normal to be very emotional. I would cry out of nowhere, not because I was sad, but because my body just spontaneously started crying. There were highs of absolute joy and lows where I felt the creep of depression crawling up my back. As the weeks went on, though, and my mood started to even out, what I noticed the most was how anxious I was over every little thing. I'd get these intrusive thoughts about all the ways something could go wrong. Like, every time I'd walk down the stairs, I'd get mental flashes of me tripping and the baby falling, or if I was putting away the dishes, that somehow, from 5 feet away, the knife in my hand might land on the baby, and lots of other very unrealistic, improbable things that kept me gripped with fear. All the while, everything was fine. We were doing great. Baby was happy and safe. So while this was my first time dealing with postpartum anxiety specifically, it was not my first time dealing with general anxiety and intrusive thoughts. That made it a lot easier for me to see that these mental flashes and these worries I was having were not normal, and that I needed to reframe them and do some work to combat them and lessen them. Thankfully, I have a very supportive husband, and he encouraged me to go see my doctor and talk things out and do whatever I needed to do. Another blessing that occurred during this time was that my OBGYN, who I have a great relationship with, and with whom I feel very comfortable, got certified as a counselor for postpartum depression and anxiety. So I was able to have meetings with her dedicated to my mental and emotional health, where I could talk through everything and figure out tools to help me reset. This really helped me because I didn't have to go out searching for a new therapist or a new psychologist to talk to. I had a doctor that I trusted, and I think that removed a lot of the friction for me in really seeking out help at this time. While she did give me the option of medication, she was also happy to support me with my own more natural plan of attack, which centered around exercise and nutrition. She made me commit to sit down with my husband on a regular basis, to plan time set aside for me to exercise by myself at least 4 times a week. And I feel like I should stop and clarify a couple of things about this. One, this was for the sake of mental reset, and exercise is great for that and is something I've always enjoyed. So it's what I felt would work for me. 2, I was not aggressively or strenuously working out during early months postpartum. I was meeting with a pelvic floor physical therapist to safely rebuild and heal my pelvic floor and abdominal muscles. Along with that, I'd do some lightweight lifting and yoga just to get my heart going and to shake off the stiffness that comes with constantly holding a newborn. I also usually put in headphones and blasted music so that I could totally zone out. It's no secret that the months after giving birth are anything but restful, and the body is working overtime to both recuperate from extreme changes as well as to support the baby that is now out of the womb. The nights are restless, and it can be near impossible to get more than a few minutes to yourself. So I am of the opinion that there should be zero rush or pressure on the mother to quote-unquote get their body back or lose the baby weight. My goal was not to put more stress on my body by working out, but to produce some feel-good hormones and get a mental break. Was I exhausted most days? Yes, but I always felt better after a workout. I also took every opportunity I could to sleep. Only in the past couple of months have I started incorporating early mornings a few times a week. If the baby and toddler would sleep in, I'd sleep in. Sleep is so important, and my doctor made it clear that the time I carved out for my me time had to be separate from time that could be used to sleep. She also urged me not to go on some crazy cardio crash. After a few weeks of regular exercise, I did feel better. It was easier to clear my negative thoughts, so I opted not to go on medication and continued my focus on self-care and learning how to support my health best. One new realm that opened up to me during this time is something called pro-metabolic eating, otherwise known as bioenergetic nutrition. And I'll point out right now before I talk about it that I am still just learning about it and incorporating things to see how they make me feel, and I am not a nutrition expert in any way. I also think it's important to be wary of any diet, but I've always been a nutrition nerd, and the whole pro-metabolic thing really intrigued me, probably in part because the women sharing about it were also mothers, and their big focus for eating this way was to support the demands on a mother's body and to mitigate stress. I mean, those sound like pretty good benefits, especially when eating sugar and bread is encouraged. The point of it is to let go of food fear, to eat enough, because women tend to drastically underestimate their caloric needs, and to understand what you're getting out of the food you eat. Meals should include a quality protein source, simple sugars, and saturated fat. I'd say the one big no-no item of the pro-metabolic world that they talk about is polyunsaturated fats. So no canola oils, lemon seeds and nuts, that sort of thing. Sourdough and fermenting or properly preparing any sort of grain is encouraged to help with digestion if you want to have baked goods or rice or anything like that. So like I said, I don't follow it like a diet. I'm not strict about it, but over the last 5 months or so, I've paid attention to where our food is coming from, the quality of it, and what we can gain by eating it. I've gotten really into sourdough baking and am loving it. I cook from scratch a lot, which is something I was too sick to do while I was pregnant, so it's been fun getting back in the kitchen. And I think that eating with these pro-metabolic ideas in mind has absolutely benefited me. Eating enough and making it whole foods has helped my energy and mood, and while I don't know for sure if it is related, some hormonal issues that I was having seem to be improved. I will note, though, it's important to know yourself. If you have tendencies to become obsessive or disordered around eating, it would be easy to get sucked into the fads of the pro-metabolic world and feel like you have to do things perfectly in order to see certain results. So just know that if your goal is to combat anxiety with healthy eating, it's important to be aware and not let food become another source of anxiety. I've found myself more able to relax by putting the focus on enjoying my food as much as I do the nutrition. Now let's switch gears and talk about rest. I've always struggled with being an overachiever. I think in part this was born out of never feeling like I was enough after the abuse. I was always trying to feel more worthy and more valued and not broken and useless. Being a bit older and wiser, I see now how unhealthy that thinking was. Just because you've been hurt before doesn't mean you have to prove something to anyone in order to not be hurt again. But even as an adult and as a wife and mother, the idea of doing everything I can to support my husband and children and our household and somehow still finding time to work at my own career goals always loomed in my brain. I was still placing my value in what I could accomplish. So with as sick as I got during the pregnancy, I had to make some tough decisions. I decided to take the pressure off of myself when it came to work. I tend to be an all or nothing thinker, so it took a lot for me to finally be okay with scaling back rather than shutting everything down entirely. When I say work, I guess I should clarify that I work for myself. I'm an author, I do the podcast here, and I do some affiliate sales. I'm not required to hit any quotas or anything, and we are comfortable on my husband's income, so I have the luxury of working because I want to and because I enjoy it. My main priority and responsibility is being a full-time mom. So, like I said, I finally decided that I needed to scale back my content creation, my posting schedule, my on hours where I'd make myself available to clients for emails and for everything. I made a big effort to put my phone away and stay off social media as much as possible. This has been a big habit change that has improved both my anxiety and my creativity. Our smartphones and all our apps tend to suck us in, and consciously turning that off and focusing on what is right in front of me has given me a mental break I didn't realize would be so huge. So rather than being online and working, I've been trying to see through my toddler's eyes and find ways to add magic into our day-to-day. I've been soaking up my baby's first year in all of her milestones. I've also let myself fall back in love with fantasy and fiction and stories. I can't do this all the time because I'd never get off the couch if I did, but every once in a while I let myself binge a book series or TV show or movies and just enjoy it. All the reading has been so good for my inner writer and filling up my creative cup again. It's also helped me discover new authors and find ways to network with them, which has been super exciting for me. For a while, I had to learn to set boundaries to protect myself and my space, and there were valuable lessons in that, which I needed, but there came a point when I was feeling better, but also feeling like I just didn't have any local friends. We'd moved in the middle of my pregnancy, and it was the middle of COVID, so we just really hadn't had a chance yet to get to know anybody in our area. So I challenged myself to find some friends. I ended up starting a weekly playgroup with neighborhood moms so we can all meet up and let our kids play together while we chat, and I found some friends who are up for early morning runs. So we get some social time, kid-free, first thing in the morning, and that alone makes a huge difference to my mood on lawn days with two small kids. I've also tried to let myself be creative without having to monetize. I love business. And it's really fun for me to find ways to use my creativity to make money. But it's also been really good for me to just create. I mentioned that I've been getting into sourdough. So that's one area where it's been fun to build the skill and experiment with it and not to expect myself to be a professional at it, but to just enjoy it. I guess the big theme in all of this is that I've had to learn how to relax, how to lower my expectations of myself and focus on enjoyment. When you really do have anxiety and are recovering from trauma, the tendency to worry and stress is so strong. Creating space in your life to worry less and just be can be a challenge. It can require a change to your whole lifestyle. But slowing down has been the best thing I could have done for myself. All in all, I think the past 21 months have been a journey of boundary setting, priority shifting, and finding a better balance in my health, my life, and my endeavors. I think there is anxiety that comes from our body's chemistry, and there's anxiety that comes from our own expectations that may need some reframing. Creativity requires rest and space and operates much better when it isn't forced. I will be continuing this mini-series on anxiety next week, but I also have some news and a request for a series I'm working on for this fall. I'm collecting stories about unexplained supernatural experiences. They can be your own or belong to someone you know, but they have to be true. Maybe there is a favorite scary story that's been passed down in your family, or maybe you went through something that made you question how close other dimensions are to our own. I'll be sharing a few of my own stories, but I need your stories to make this series reach its full potential. Send them to my email so I can read them on the podcast. You can ask to have your name shared or to share your story anonymously. Either way, I will absolutely respect your wishes. The email is Kim, K-I-M, at kimwilks.com. I'm so looking forward to hearing your stories. Thank you so much for listening to the Kim Wilks podcast. I would love it if you followed the podcast wherever you listen and shared it with your friends. You can find me on Instagram at kimwilks.co to stay up to date until our next episode.